And for today's GeoQuiz, leave the summer heat behind and head well above sea level to cool, fresh air, wilderness, and mountains. We want you to name the spot of a popular ski resort in the French Alps. Many around the world will be watching that spot tomorrow. That's because cyclists in the Tour de France will have to climb the mountain two times in the same day. The famous route has 21 perilous hairpin turns. This mountain stage has been part of the race since 1952, but this is the first year that riders will do the same route twice.
Going up and over the Alp, going down a truly treacherous descent on the Col de Sirene. So there's a lot of nerves before the race tomorrow. It's a decisive stage.
So can you name this hazardous section of the Alps? I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Earlier, we asked you to name a section of the Alps, which is part of the Tour de France. Tomorrow, cyclists will be climbing the mountainside, and it won't be easy. As we mentioned, this spot is known for hairpin turns, 21 of them. We're talking super sharp bends in the road, and when there are that many switchbacks, you know it's steep. We spoke with Andrew Hood of Velo News, who is in France following the race. First things first, Andrew, what is the name of that section of the Alps?
It is in the Acren region of the Alps. L'Alpe d'Huez is probably one of the most famous climbs in all of Tour de France. So right in the heart of what is the Haute Alpes.
The very high French Alps, and this place is called the L'Alpe d'Huez. So how do we expect the cyclists to perform tomorrow? This is going to be crazy, two times up the mountain.
Yeah, typically the stage would finish at the top of Alpe d'Huez this year for the 100th anniversary of the Tour de France. They've added a little twist, a painful twist for these guys, going up and over the Alpe, going down a truly treacherous descent on the Col de Sirene. There's a lot of kind of polemic right now. A lot of folks think that should be neutralized tomorrow if the weather turns bad. Right now, we're about 100K south of the Alpe d'Huez, and it's absolutely just pouring down rain. So there's a lot of nerves before the race tomorrow. It's a decisive stage, but they're worried about the safety of going down off the Alpe on the backside, which they've never done in the Tour before, looping back around, hitting the base, and doing it again for a second time. In the upper section of that climb is on hard-packed gravel, actually. So they're very worried that in the wet, it's going to be quite slippery and treacherous. But race officials are already saying that they're going to do everything they can do to do the two passages up the Alps. So in terms of epic stage for this tour, that tomorrow it's coming down to everything.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of confuses me. I imagine a lot of our listeners, too. Why run the riders two times up the mountain? Isn't that sadistic after a while? Why not once?
Yeah, I think there is a touch of sadism sometimes in cycling. It's a sport based on suffering, based on endurance, based on getting to the finish line, survival of the fittest, all those kinds of elements. I think that for the centenary tour, they wanted something special, something to really stand out. So they brought in some of the classic climbs of the tour.
I mean, the fact that it presents a seemingly impossible task, it kind of makes me wonder if even a really good cyclist could only do this if they were taking performance-enhancing drugs. And in fact, Lance Armstrong consistently conquered these mountain stages. So how responsible are the tour organizers?
Well, that's interesting. You know, we actually posed that question to the race organizers a couple of years ago when some of these climbs were coming out. They got quite angry at that question. They said that it's not that the mountain or the race that drives people to doping. It's, you know, the other reasons they want to win at any cost. And, you know, they just say it's not their fault that the riders are doping, and it's not the fault of the difficulty of the course that are driving the riders to doping. They say, well, their answer is just ride the mountain slower. We don't want you to dope. Just ride the mountains at a slower speed.
You know, there seems to be an assumption that the L'Alpe d'Huez will be the hardest stage of the race. Safe assumption?
Yeah, it probably will be the hardest race, but it might not be the most decisive, because I think that there are some other stages that perhaps on the menu coming even after the Alpe, that actually I think will be proved more decisive in the overall outcome.
Well, good luck and enjoy the stage, Andrew.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot.
Andrew Hood of Velo News, who is in France following the Tour de France.